The inventor of the world's first karaoke machine has died in Japan. Shigeichi Negishi was 100 years old. His 1967 invention did not make him rich or famous, but as NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, it's had a lasting impact.
The world's first karaoke machine was a bulky cube-shaped box made up of an 8-track tape deck, amplifier and mic. There were cartridges loaded with backing tracks to well-known songs, a booklet printed with lyrics.
And also, just for a little bit of decoration, and this is where the Sparkle Box gets its name, it has a series of flashing disco lights in the front that strobe in time with the music.
Longtime Tokyo-based author Matt Ault first got to know the inventor of the Sparkle Box, Shigeichi Negishi, in 2018 while researching his book Pure Invention, How Japan Made the Modern World. They became friends. Ault says Negishi once demoed one of the last remaining Sparko boxes for him.
It's a little bit, you know, wonky, but it still works.
There's footage of this machine in action online. Negishi sold around 8,000 Sparko boxes to bars, clubs and hotels, but the business floundered. Ault says by the mid-1970s, the entrepreneur, who never patented his invention, got out.
But it proved profoundly transformative, because until this point, there was no way for an amateur to hear their voice even coming through a speaker, let alone in time with music.
Born in Tokyo in 1923, Negishi studied economics in college. He sold cameras before launching a consumer electronics company in the mid-1950s. He was also a lifelong arts lover who had a passion for basket weaving and vocal music. Ault says Negishi came on the scene in post-war Japan when singing was a popular social activity, especially among white-collar workers.
They unwound by singing themselves after a couple rounds of beers to the accompaniment of a wandering musician known as a nagashi, who plied the streets of Japan selling songs to people who wanted to sing along.
Yasujiro Ozu's 1953 movie masterpiece Tokyo Story has a scene in which nagashi musicians play guitar and accordion. Unsurprisingly, given the importance of singing in Japanese culture at that time, others besides Shigeichi Negishi also came up with karaoke systems. The most famous of them is Daisuke Inoue. He invented a machine in 1971 that was easier for amateurs to sing with. Writer Matt Ault says Inoue certainly deserves credit for popularizing karaoke.
But he's not the first one to invent a machine. That's Mr. Negishi.
On a recent night at the Legionnaire Saloon, a karaoke hotspot in Oakland, California, songs like this pop favorite got the entire room singing and dancing.
All the small things, true care, true things.
Gina Yap is a regular.
Really into karaoke.
The 29-year-old Oakland resident says she read about the death of Shigeichi Negishi in an article.
I'm like, oh my God, like, this dude created it, and now here we are, like, living this out, and it's been such a great part of my life, you know.
Karaoke technology has come a long way since the days of the Sparko box, but Yap says it's amazing to see what a difference this one invention has made to her and her community. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.